Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. One day after Vice President J.D. Vance announced the Trump administration would stop Medicaid funding to Minnesota due to fraud concerns, Governor Tim Walz is reacting.
This Medicaid move, I don't know how to really express just the timing of this, the nature of it, the sense of retribution. No state has experienced this before. How does taking and punishing children and elderly have anything to do with fighting fraud when that's not where this issue was taking place?
Walz made the comments during a news conference to unveil his anti-fraud legislative package. A 39-year-old Rochester man faces more than 4 years in prison for two separate machete assaults last year. Olmsted County prosecutors say Anthony King White was involved in an assault at a home in early February and an attack inside a ramp on St. Patrick's Day. King White pleaded guilty to second-degree assault in the domestic case and third-degree assault in the ramp attack as part of a plea deal. The Minnesota Wild return from the Olympic break tonight with a road game at First Place, Colorado. This is MNN.